Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau. Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner is leading a crowd of Illinois officials with his response to the shootings in Las Vegas. The governor yesterday took to Twitter to ask for prayers for the victims. Other Illinois elected leaders also chimed in. U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth tweeted her support of first responders, who she says risked their lives. Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger said the country must stand together to oppose hate. Also, Illinois likely won't see a record pumpkin crop, but the state's latest batch of gourds will be better than just a few years ago. Pumpkin buyers and farmers yesterday said the harvest of 2017 has a chance to be above average. That's better news than it sounds. Illinois is the nation's largest pumpkin producer, but heavy rains in 2016 almost wiped out the state's crop. Farmers say better weather this year is paying off with a better crop. For more local news, visit our website at effinghamradio.com or download the Effingham Radio app. For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau.
This is Illinois Radio Network. In Springfield, I'm Greg Bishop. U.S. flags and Illinois state flags at federal and state-controlled properties are flying half-staff throughout the rest of the week to honor the victims of the Las Vegas mass shooting. The Illinois Department of Central Management Services said it got notice from the president and Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner ordering the flags half-staff through sunset Friday. There's a law that bans the federal government from using tax dollars to pay for most abortions. Illinois' new law greenlighting taxpayer-funded abortions gets around that by leaving the federal money out of it. Benjamin Yacht reports.
Illinois taxpayers will pay for 100% of the costs of a new law that allows women on Medicaid to use their coverage for abortions. The federal Hyde Amendment bans federal dollars from paying for most abortions. State Rep. Tom Morrison says Illinois is getting around that by not using federal money.
What Illinois would be doing is using purely state taxpayer money to fund abortions for Medicaid recipients and for those who have state group health insurance. So all the money to pay for this would be coming from our state's taxpayers.
The Illinois Department of Health Care and Family Services, which oversees Medicaid, thinks the cost will be about $2 million a year. Conservative lawmakers think the cost will be 10 times that. I'm Benjamin Yacht.
I'm Greg Bishop.